This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Congress confirmed Democrat Joe Biden as the presidential election winner Thursday after a violent mob loyal to President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. Their aim was to overturn Biden's win in America's presidential election. Around midday Wednesday, protesters breached the U.S. Capitol building and sent politicians into hiding, but lawmakers were resolved to complete the Electoral College tally in a display to the country and the world of the nation's commitment to uphold the will of the voters and transfer power peacefully. They pushed through the night with tensions high, and the vote came in the early hours of Thursday morning. Vice President Mike Pence, presiding over the joint session, announced the tally of 306 to 232 votes. Several Republican senators who support President Trump had planned to object the vote, but changed their minds after the day's events. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who has been a staunch Trump supporter, strongly defended certifying the votes. President Trump, who had repeatedly refused to concede the election, said in a statement immediately after the vote that there will be a smooth transition of power on Inauguration Day. In a statement posted by an aide on Twitter, Trump said, "Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. The rioters who descended on the Capitol Wednesday were egged on by Trump, who had questioned the integrity of the election for weeks and had urged his supporters to descend on Washington to protest Congress's formal approval of Biden's victory. Some Republican lawmakers were actively raising objections to the results on his behalf when the proceedings were halted by the mob." For more on our U.S. political news stories, please visit our website.